Tēnā rā koutou katoa e ngā reo e ngā manu o te rohe. Tēnā rā koutou katoa. Kā tika me mihi atu ki te tangata whenua nei, te mana whenua, ko te atiawa ki whakarongotai, kei te mihi, kei te mihi, kei te mihi, ko Tim taku ingoa.
Ko Hayley taku ingoa.
This is the sound of Kapiti Libraries, Wild Libraries.
Hang on, Tim.
Hmm?
Why are you holding a cake and singing happy birthday? It's not my birthday.
Well, Hayley, there's one candle on the top. Any ideas?
Oh, you don't have a secret baby. One. What's turning one? It's us!
It is us!
Oh my goodness! Have we reached one?
Wild Libraries is 1 year old!
Oh my goodness, is this our episode that makes us one whole year?
Yes.
And where did you get the cake?
I baked it.
Really? It's pretty flash. I like the M&Ms.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're multicoloured just like all the icing.
Oh, I know, such a rainbow of a cake.
All the rainbow colours. It was so much fun to make.
Oh, it looks like it was. Is it rainbow on the inside?
There's only one way to find out.
Oh, I hope it does one of those cake explosions when you cut it open and all the M&Ms roll out.
What?
Oh, I'm so excited now.
Okay.
All right.
But wait, before you do that.
Okay.
I've got an idea.
Ooh, okay.
It just came to me.
Did it?
Because you see how there are all these M&Ms of different colours. There's like brown, yellow, green, red, all those colours.
Yeah.
I've got a challenge for you.
Oh, is this a challenge before I'm allowed to eat cake?
Well, what if we do it at the same time?
Oh, yeah, okay. I like that idea.
Okay, so this is how it works. Because mm-hmm. we're celebrating being 1 year old and all the fun we've had this last year recording all these episodes. And we have an episode today all about our favourite things.
Well, yeah, because this is definitely one of my favourite things to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Tawa, tawa. So, this is how it works. You get to choose an M&M, mm-hmm. any colour you like. And you get to eat it. But while you're eating it, the other person has to ask what your favourite something is.
Oh.
According to the secret piece of paper.
Oh my goodness. And does the secret piece of paper have a key as to the colour and the like what your favourite thing is?
Yes.
Oh yes, I love this idea. And I get to eat M&Ms while we do this. Yes. Yes.
And then after that, then we can maybe cut it.
Oh, and we'll see about the M&M explosion. Okay, I like this. This sounds like a great plan. So where's the key? How do we know what we're doing?
Well, this is one I prepared earlier. I got someone to write it. It's hiding in here in this envelope.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they're all color-coded. So if I choose an orange M&M, I also pull out the orange piece of paper.
Okay.
And that'll tell us which favourite thing we need to answer.
Ooh, okay, I like this game.
Are you ready?
Yep, who's starting?
Paper, scissors, rock.
Yes. Okay, let's go.
Pepa, kuti, kuti, koa, ha, tu.
Oh, I should have known you always say rock wins.
Rock always wins.
Oh, unless I was paper.
Rock always wins. Okay, you have to go first then, Ehoa. All right,
okay.
So choose that M&M.
All right, here we go. I'm going blue.
Ooh. All right, here's the blue piece of paper. Ooh, this means you have to tell us your favourite story.
Oh, lucky I brought it with me today.
Did you?
I did.
Well, it's your favourite. Of course you would have it with you.
I know, it lives with me.
Okay, honestly. So you have to share. It might not be your favourite, because that might change. But for now, your favourite story.
My favourite today.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they change all the time. It's like favourite movies, favourite songs. Everything changes all the time.
Or a future favourite.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. Okay. All right. Well, I've just got this favourite. All right. Are we good?
Go for it.
Okay. So this one's called, Oh, Armadillo, This Party's All Wrong. fits well, right? Because we're having a party.
Oh my gosh.
No, so good. So this book is written by Ellie Irving and Robert Starling.
Nailed out to me.
Deep in the leafy rainforest, down where the river bends, lived a lonely armadillo who wanted to make friends. A kind and gentle creature, he just wanted to belong. The trouble was, instead of right, he always got things wrong. He brushed his teeth with cheese. He jumbled apples with courgettes. He asked, do pineapples have names? Would sharks make awesome pets? Then one day, Armadillo knew just what to do. I'll throw a party, he declared, and make a friend or two. Everyone loves parties. We'll all have so much fun. So he made some invitations to deliver one by one. Off he set, and soon he met Hungry Jaguar, who read his note while eating biscuits from the jar. She purred, oh, Armadillo, say, will there be cake? I'd love a springy sponge cake, the biggest you can make. Oh, no problem, Armadillo said, and dashed back home to think, then gathered all the sponges from beneath the kitchen sink. He chopped and whisked and baked, and soon the cake rose 10 feet tall. The perfect sponge cake, he declared, enough to feed us all. Off he set once more and soon reached the House of Apes, where Armadillo found them dressing up in crowns and capes. Oh, Armadillo, will there be games? They asked him with a shriek. We love pass the parcel, musical chairs and hide and seek. Oh, no problem, Armadillo said and dashed back home to plan. He found 2 drums, a trumpet and a rattly frying pan. He chopped and sawed and nailed, and soon the instruments were one. The perfect musical chair, he said. Lovely, tuneful fun. And off he set once more, and soon he met 3 lemurs. He found them stringing lights and hanging neon streamers. They grinned and said, oh, Armadillo, will there be decorations? We love big balloons for all our party celebrations. Oh, no problem, Armadillo said, and dashed back home in hope. He found his washing basket, patchwork quilt, and a skipping rope. He glued and sewed and puffed till the balloon rose in the air. Ah, oh, the perfect decoration, he said. Big enough to share. Before he knew it, Armadillo's party day was here. He whizzed round full of joy, ready for fun and food and cheer. At 4 o'clock, the guests arrived and keenly bounded in. Then Armadillo shouted, let the fun and games begin. But the animals all stared in shock and said, What's going on? This isn't what we meant. Oh, Armadillo, it's all wrong. Sponge cakes are made from eggs and flour, Jaguar explained. This pass the parcel's empty, the baffled apes exclaimed. We don't understand it. It's all muddled. And what's more, why is a hot air balloon attached to the front door? Oh, no, Armadillo squeaked. Oh, I got it all wrong. Oh, dear. I'm sorry, everyone, he said and wiped away a tear. And he slunk away, but accidentally tripped up on the chair, then fell onto the sponge cake and bounced into the air. Boing! Ah! Cried Armadillo as he vaulted to the moon. He flew across the sky and landed in the big balloon. Off it soared across the forest, then snagged upon the trees. Soon, Armadillo...
Freudian slip.
Okay. I was doing well, though. Soon, Armadillo tumbled out and landed in the cheese. The animals all crowded round and watched him, mouths agape. No one dared to make a sound, not snake, not mouse, not ape. But then up shot Armadillo, and he let out a snort, and with a grin he cried, oh, I've had a super thought. So what if I don't do things the same way that you all might? I'm creative. I think differently. And that's not wrong. It's right. Look. And he leapt onto the sponge cake and bounced around with glee. Oh, it's better than a trampoline. Come have a go and see. And he gathered all the paper from past the parcel game. Oh, let's all make party hats instead. And none of them the same. And he scampered up the trees, arms filled with plates and bowls and jars. Oh, the quilt can be a picnic blanket underneath the stars. The guests all joined in the fun and found new ways to play. Then Lima tapped his glass and cried, "Oh, there's something I must say. Oh, Armadillo, we were wrong. It's the party of the year. You see, the world with quirkiness. And that deserves a cheer. Hooray!" Deep in the leafy rainforest, down where the river bends, lived a cheerful armadillo with all his jungle friends.
Tēnā koe, Hayley, but I'm a bit concerned.
Yeah.
You're not going to start jumping on our cake, are you?
Not this one.
Phew.
But I really liked it, right? I love how all that creative ideas and it became such a fun party.
Mm-hmm.
And I do love a party.
Mm-hmm. Just like this one.
Oh, it's so good.
Wait, listen to this. Here, try this one, Hayley.
Whoa, that one was real loud.
Oh, so cool.
So much fun. So, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
Māku te wā.
I.
My turn.
Yes.
Okay. I like all the colours. This is a challenge. This might be surprising, but I'm going to choose Parodi Brown. Here it is.
Ooh.
Now, could you choose the paper, the brown paper, and tell me what I need to do?
Yeah, is that because you want to eat your M&M? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Okay. The brown is, interesting. Tim, could you please share with us your favourite plant?
Ooh, what? I love the whole ngahere. I love all those plants. Those native plants are like my favourite things. And you want me to choose one?
Yeah, because we're doing favourites. But it only has to be your favourite today. You can have a different favourite tomorrow.
Oh, thank you. That takes some pressure off. This is very exciting.
Okay.
I know already.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Kānuka.
I knew you were going to say that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't even think that you need to worry about tomorrow's favourite because I think that's been your favourite for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to share with us why?
I would love to tell you.
Okay.
So, at our place, we've been so lucky that this year we planted 460 kānuka.
460?
Yep.
Whoosh, that's a lot.
And we did some last year, a couple hundred. So we're gradually adding kānuka every year.
What are you going to do with all the kānuka?
Well, the cool thing is, kānuka are like a beautiful shelter. And so when they grow up, they provide shade and a windbreak and kind of fertility to the rest of the soil, and they help keep the moisture in the soil, and they just show great manaaki and kind of kaitiaki. They're like kaitiaki that nurture the other plants that might grow up later.
Oh, nice.
So I really love that about them.
That's pretty lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Also, are they good enough that you can do a tree fort in them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
One of my favorite books that I learn from, and it's all about kānuka in this chapter.
Yeah.
The book is called Treasures of Tāne.
Ooh, cool.
And it's written by Rob Tipa.
Yeah.
And he's from Ngaitahu, from the South Island.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of these plants grow all around the place. So this is one of my favorite books, absolutely.
Yeah.
And in his section about kānuka, he actually says that the branches of kānuka as opposed to manuka, the kānuka kind of, when they grow up and get old and mature, they grow out and spread out.
Yeah, they do.
Whereas
manuka
are more straight up.
Yeah.
So there they go. They let out their branches and all their kind manaakitanga for all those other ones.
Well, that's where the big arms, right? So they're like big giant arms and they are pretty good for doing tree houses. And
yes. So when it spreads out, yes, you can make your home in it.
Oh, that's so good.
Hey, you know what else?
What?
They say, because manuka is very similar, kānuka is kind and manuka is mean.
Oh!
But that's okay. It's not what the tree's like. It's just if you're trying to tell the difference, you can run your hand down the branches, and if it's really nice and soft, that's a classic telltale sign that it's a kānuka tree. But if they're a bit spiky, you know, a bit sharper as you run your hand down the branches, that's manuka.
Yeah, right. A little bit mean.
Yeah.
I like it. That's cool. That's a good way to tell the difference.
Hey, and you know what else?
Mm-hmm.
You know how manuka honey is super famous?
Yeah.
Well, it says here that kānuka has all the same bioactive properties of manuka honey.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So why don't we get kānuka honey?
I know. It's like an amazing secret honey filled with goodness, but people don't know about it because it's not famous.
Or is it not famous, or is it that the bees don't necessarily make that kind of honey?
They do.
They do? So you can get kānuka honey? Well, I'm only going to buy that now.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I've got one more amazing thing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Only one more.
I know. There's some to choose from.
I can tell.
How about this? Kanuka can grow twice as tall, pretty much, than a manuka does.
It's really tall. So they're like forest giants.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Big. They can get like 15, 16 meters tall.
So you've just planted a forest of giants.
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool, Tim.
And they're just little pee-pee right now, so we're giving them lots of uffy, helping them out, giving them shelter, fertilizer, and little weed mats and little protection. So they're going to grow up and be mighty.
Oh, that's so good.
So I love Kanuka.
That's really cool.
Big fan.
Thanks for sharing that, Tim.
Hey, if you picked a brown M&M. Here, have this one.
Okay.
Grab the brown one.
Yeah, I got it.
Now you have to share your favorite plant.
Okay, my favorite plant. I maybe don't know as much about it as you, but the reason that it's my favorite plant is because it's my favorite color.
Oh. Orange?
No.
Blue?
No.
Oh, wait. Corphi.
You got it. Right? It's such a beautiful tree, and it's such a beautiful flower on it. And Corphi flower is beautiful. And that yellow, it's like a gold yellow, like sunshine.
So warm.
So warm. And that's why it's my favorite. Just like, remember our duck?
Oh, wait. Corphi, the duck?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Super cool.
So good. All right.
Wait. Is it your turn or is it my turn?
Oh, well, I hate one too. I didn't get to choose the brown, though. You made me have it. Right?
This is true. Yep. You get to choose again.
Okay. I'll choose again. I'm going to go kakariki.
Oh, okay. Let me grab that piece of paper.
All right.
While you munch your little M&M. Hang on.
Oh, I just need a quick sip of water. That one got stuck.
Okay. All right, Ehua. This means you've chosen kakariki green. You have to tell us your favorite joke.
Oh, okay. It's one of the best jokes ever. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, knock, knock.
Ooh, okay. Okay, I'm ready now. Okay.
Okay.
From the top.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow. Oh, you got me.
Oh, it's such a good one, right?
Oh, my gosh, a classic.
So I'm now going to make you have a kakariki tix. I want to hear your favorite.
Okay, let me grab it. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, give me your favorite joke.
Okay. This one's a bit unusual.
Well, it doesn't surprise me.
But it's a good one. Okay. Hey, you know, Haley, did you hear about the woman who fell down the well?
No.
She just couldn't see that well.
Oh, Tim is such a bad one. It's so good.
I did warn you.
It is a real dad joke.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's very understated.
Yeah, okay. We'll go with that.
Kia ora.
All right.
Okay, is it my turn now?
It is your turn.
Okay. Okay. Okay, here we go. This one.
Oh, you're going red.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
hang on.
All right, let me get the piece of fero paper.
Uh-huh, fero.
Ooh, waiata.
Ooh, my favorite waiata.
Yeah. Oh, but I want to do mine too.
No, but I got to choose.
Oh, but I love it.
Wait. I think I'm picking something up.
Are you?
Maybe we will like the same song. I don't know. How about we try this?
Okay.
On the count of three, I'll say tahi, rua, toru. And after that, we both say the name of the song. It could be totally different, but let's just give it a go.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Tahi, rua, toru, tai aroha.
No.
What are the chances?
I mean, like billions.
There are so many songs.
So many songs.
But this song has just been with me. It's definitely my favorite right now.
Right now. Like today. Same. Yes. Same. Wow. Could we maybe, do you think we could sing it?
Oh my gosh. It's the 1 year birthday of Wild Libraries. And we've got the same favorite song. We have to sing it together.
Oh, we absolutely do. Did you by any chance bring your ukulele? You did.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Oh, so good.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
aroha no he wai. E pupu a ke ana, he awa e mapuna mai ana, e roto I te whatu manawa. Ke ana, he awa e mapuna mai ana, he roto I te whatu manawa, ko tona matapuna he hohonu aina I a karere. Tapuna he hohonu aina I a karere anō. E tai timu, e tai pari, e tai ope, e tai roa, e tai nui. I so love singing with you, Hayley.
I know. Oh, I can feel all the love in it.
Oh, no, it's all about love and how deep it is and how it flows and bubbles over and ebbs and moves us. It's such a beautiful waiata.
So beautiful.
So I have to acknowledge Professor Kereti Rotangata, who wrote that one.
So good.
Tēnō pai rā watu.
Absolutely. All right. Oh, that means it's my turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, and actually, I think I'm going to go for the old favourite colour, bit of kōwhai.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, kōwhai. Okay. Was that nice?
It was.
Okay. Awesome. All right. That means you have to tell us your favourite place.
Well, I mean, there's a few favourite places, but mm-hmm. honestly, I think my favourite place in the whole world is a library.
I'm hearing that librarian super bell come through.
Yeah, right? Mm. I mean, what a cool place. All those books, all those stories.
Stories, cool. You know what? Lots of places could almost be like a library. A place filled with knowledge, a place filled with a kōrero, a rich connection. A place of learning and nurturing. In a way, libraries are kind of all around us.
They really are. And filled with people.
Kia ora.
I know. Do you know my favourite thing would be, though? If there could be a library, like an outside library. Oh. How good would that be? I mean, I know it can't work because of the rain and the books and the... But it'd be pretty cool, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Super cool.
I know. What about you? What's your favourite place?
Well, I do love libraries too.
Yeah.
I love Otaki Library, I love Waikanae Library, I love Paraparuma Library, and I love Paikakariki Library, and I think I've liked actually every single library I've ever been to.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever walked in a library and thought, no, not for me.
There's something for everyone.
Definitely, definitely. But also remember, this only has to be your favourite place for today. We're
okay.
Only doing today's favourites.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if I think library will be one of my favourites, I also love Te Ngahere. Being in the bush. And for me, it's almost like a wild library.
Yeah, right? You touch all those different plants and they tell a different story.
Kia ora.
Oh, and all the different kinds of things that live out in the bush. Oh, yeah, it is like it's like a living library.
Kia ora.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good place to be. Yeah. There's so many favourite places. It's so hard to pick, isn't it?
So hard to pick. But favourite for today?
Favourite for today. Well, yeah, library. All right.
Hayley, Our one candle is starting to burn down. It's almost touching the cake.
It really is. It's burnt really well. I mean, that's like half an hour. Good candle.
Great candle.
Yeah. Did you make it?
Maybe.
Oh, from the beeswax at your house?
Maybe.
Oh my goodness, Tim. You are. Honestly, I'm very impressed.
Kia ora. It's because it's such a special town.
Yeah. All right. Well, shall we blow it out together?
Okay.
Ready? Count us in.
Okay. Wait. We're blowing the candle out. Oh, and then we can cut it.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to blow it out. Oh, I need a piece of this cake,
okay,
man.
Okay. And we'll see if it's got rainbows inside.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Toru, rua, tahi.
Oh, I'm kind of sad now it's blown out. I can't believe we've done a whole year. Oh, feels pretty huge. Okay. Should we cut it together as well?
I think it's time, Ehua.
All right.
Here's the knife. I trust you with it.
Okay.
And I need a nice big piece.
All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
Oh, you did fill it with M&Ms. Whoa, they're still falling.
Oh, they're still tumbling out of the cake.
Oh, my goodness. Look how many there are. It is a full rainbow. Oh, Tim.
Well, I've got a few more favorite questions to ask you, Ehua. Let's go.
Okay.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.